Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Jennifer Lee Wilson, partner and co-founder of Convergence Coaching, LLC. Jennifer, please share a little bit about yourself and your company.
Thanks, Della. I'm so glad to be here today with you talking about Digital CPA, and so thanks for that. Convergence Coaching is a leadership and management consulting firm. We work exclusively with CPA firms and accounting firms, consulting firms, and the associations that serve them. We help them be better leaders as individuals and also better leaders as firms, have stronger strategies. And about half of our business is learning and development, and the other half is consulting and coaching and strategic planning. So that's a little bit about us.
Well, learning and development is a major focus of what CPA.com does with the profession, as well as our upcoming Digital CPA conference. So speaking about the conference, how many years have you been attending? And I know that you're an advisory board member this year. How many years have you been an advisory board member?
Well, I think the conference is 9 years old, and if it is, then I have been involved with the conference for 9 years. And I was on the first advisory board, and I served a few years in that capacity at sort of the inaugural first events, the first few years. And I was asked back to the advisory board. This is my second year of that second term, if you will, but I did have a space in between when others guided the ship. And so I'm glad to be back on the advisory board and kind of seeing how the conference has grown and evolved since those early days.
Well, it must be exciting to be a part of our first virtual conference this year, and we're glad to have you with us.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I mean, we run at Convergence Coaching, but the business is 20 years. We run a completely remote, completely flexible business with all of our assets in the cloud before it was called the cloud, a long, long time ago when we founded it. And so we're not afraid of remote client service or remote education, learning and development, or remote community development either. We think the conference will be fun and exciting in the remote realm, just like it is in the in-person realm.
And so, as you know, the Digital CPA event is a knowledge learning setting that brings support and change management amidst the acceleration of time. And most importantly, the presenters and their knowledge and experiences provide insight into what's next now. So the conference learning opportunities focus on driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. The Digital CPA event brings together all those individuals in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. Jennifer, what makes you most excited about the Digital CPA conference?
Well, I think, Della, that the conference is sort of a close-knit group of people, almost a tribe. Even though it's grown in numbers, the tribal feel is still there. It's a group of people super committed to a specific ideal that is bringing advisory services to clients, making their accounting make sense for them, helping them have better business insights, helping them run better businesses and organizations. And it's a group of people really committed to make that difference for clients. And also they're committed to run smarter and better client accounting practices. And they are so willing to share and to be vulnerable and transparent about best practices and operate in a kind of a bounty or plenty mentality versus a scarcity mentality. They come to that conference ready to say, hey, here is what is working in our practice. Here is what we found successful. And they're willing to share that. And they're also willing to talk about the problems they're facing and lean on each other for help solving those. So it's really a special group of people that comes together and a feeling that that you get from that community. And also the outcome, of course, is we all get smarter. Every time we get together and people are willing to share, we leave each of us a little smarter than we were when it started.
So you really touched on key points of the value of the event and the participants, what they gain from educational opportunity, as well as just peer-to-peer networking and interaction. Any other thoughts you wanted to share in regards to the value of that event?
Well, I think that there's also the vendor component, and I think, I don't want to be too much of a, sound too much like a rah-rah promoter or something here, but I think that they're a big component of the entire transformation of our profession and our services is digital transformation and digital solutions. And Digital CPA has always done a fine job of bringing together some of the best in class vendors to share what they're doing, what's on the horizon, to illustrate some of the automation that is coming or that's recently released. And I always benefit from getting the snapshot of that as well.
Very well said. Thank you. So what do you believe is the single greatest impact Convergence Coaching has brought to the community?
I guess I would just say we've been involved with CPA.com. We've been involved with you folks when you were called CPA to Biz and when you were first being born, and we were first being born too. So our businesses have grown up together, I guess, like, cousins or family friends or something. And so we were there at the beginning when the CPA.com and AICPA had the vision that client accounting services were going to be a critical component of elevating the difference that CPAs make for businesses in our country, businesses and organizations, that we had to be more than compliance, we had to be more advisory, we had to provide deeper insights, and that client accounting was going to be one of the most crucial ways we would do that. And that vision was born 20 years ago. And it's amazing to me because at the time, I think people really were focused on bookkeeping services and write-up, and they didn't think it was very strategic or important. They didn't know what client accounting advisory services was. It was being kind of invented. And I don't think there was a lot of credence given to that vision at the time it was first born, but I was there, as was my team. And we have been big supporters and big believers of that vision. And anytime that we could make sure that firms understood how they could morph their bookkeeping and write-up practices, they could automate them, they could extend the value of them, they could package and price them differently and make them more profitable. Anything we could do to get the message out that you could extend and become an extension of your client's leadership team with outsourced CFO and controllership services, all those things, anytime we could get that message out in the course of history, we've been doing that. And we serve a lot of firms that have very robust and growing CAS practices. And so we provide support to those firms. We also have had this cool opportunity in the last couple of years to work closely with CPA.com on their CAS benchmark survey. Invention, really, the innovation of that, because we really have not had consistent benchmarks available to us on CAS practices. A lot of the benchmark studies, study firm profitability. They talk about audit and tax practices, but they haven't studied CAS, and we haven't had consistent language by which we describe our practices. We haven't had metrics that we agree on as practices yet. And we haven't had any benchmark data. So CPA.com saw that that challenge and recognized the value of getting that in the hands of the community. And so they asked for our help, and we partnered with them to launch the first benchmark survey. And we are in the midst of launching the second benchmark survey now. So those are some of the ways that we've contributed. I've had the good fortune to speak at Digital CPA on a number of topics too, but I have to tell you that as much as I might have given or our organization has given to the community has given back to us as well. We've learned a ton from the great people at CPA.com and also really from the incredible, generous community.
The community is very strong about sharing and learning, helping each other develop. And it's appreciated across, you know, all of the scope of who touches whom in this area. So it's great to see that. So can you, you were just talking about CAS benchmarks. So could you please share a couple of metrics or a key metric that you would like to glean from that benchmark survey?
Well, I think that there are a few. First of all, we believed going into the first survey that CAS practices were growing at a greater rate than the traditional services in the firms. And so the growth rate of the practice is one I'm always trying to pay attention to as compared to the compliance services. And certainly it outstripped, that growth percentage outstripped the traditional practices in our first year. And I'm going to be anxious to see how it does in our second survey. I always like to pay attention to net client fees per professional. And that's kind of a mouthful, but what you're paying attention to there is inside a CAS practice, we have a certain number of professionals who are delivering services to clients. And what we want to see is what is the load that those professionals can carry profitably and with quality. And this helps people capacity plan and figure out what kind of hiring they need to do. And it helps them figure out what the appropriate balance of client assignments are. So I like to pay attention to what the practices are experiencing in net client fees per professional. Of course, we want to pay attention to margin. So profit, you know, we want to know how profitable are these practices. So that's another one that's very interesting to us and that we'll be paying close attention to in the second round of the survey as well.
So why are those KPIs important to the success of a CAS practice?
Well, the first thing I would say is that we're still trying to make sure that we understand what KPIs are important to the CAS practice. The benchmark studies, kind of a theoretic thing. You say, well, let's gather all this data. Here's what we think we know about it. And then let's see what the data tells us. And so our first year, you know, what it told us was that that practice is in fact growing. We knew it was growing some, but we thought it was faster than the compliance services, but it's significantly faster. The growth rates were, I believe, 22%. I'm sorry that I didn't bring the executive summary to have in front of me here, but I believe it was 22%. You know, average growth rates in the CPA firm at that time were like 6 to 8%, something like that. So, I mean, we're talking about significantly outpacing it. And what that tells us is that there's a lot of opportunity in that practice, but also maybe that advisory services are in great demand and have more room for growth than perhaps traditional compliance services. So I thought that that was an important thing to help firm leaders understand the significance and the potential of these practices inside their firms. Not all partners inside these firms understand the CAS practice well yet, and they don't all necessarily support it because it's something they aren't close to or don't really understand. So for them to hear that kind of growth differential, I think it was an eye opener, and they sat up and listened a little bit more closely to their CAS practice leaders afterwards. I think I explained why net client fees per professional are important. We're just trying to figure out staffing. One of the biggest challenges CAS practice leaders face is finding the right people, putting them in the right roles, and having enough people to manage the growth potential of the practice. And so when you pay attention to what we think we can do with client load per professional, and we see what that looks like across practices, we might see that some practices are figuring out how to have a single professional manage more clients than others. And what are they doing and how are they doing it? And what could we learn from that? So that's another one that I like to pay attention to. And then of course, margin or profit, we've got to pay attention to that. It's not enough just to grow the top line. We've got to grow the bottom line too. It's got to contribute to the health of the overall practice. And so we want to pay attention to that metric as well.
A good review of the data and release of information to share with the profession at the end of the year. So we are looking forward to that report coming out. Jennifer, as the accounting profession has experienced rapid change this year, Do you have any final comments you'd like to share as we look to what's next now?
Well, I mean, we've faced one of the most significant kind of challenges and transformative things that I can remember in the time that I've been working in the accounting profession, which is a while now. We've been talking about disruption for years, and we said disruption was going to come in the form of transition of our baby boomers and the rise of the next gen talent and client and their demands, and also in the evolution of technology and the absolute assurance that we all had that digital transformation was going to come for every practice in this country and for every client business, and that it was going to drive change in our practices. We've been talking about it for years, but I don't think any of us anticipated it would come in the form of a virus. And I don't think that we anticipated it would come this soon. I've been telling folks that I think this pandemic is a wonderful dress rehearsal for the disruption that is still coming. I don't think that that this is the disruption that we've been talking about. I think it's a different disruption, but it has provided a very, very wonderful opportunity for firms to leap forward digitally, to begin managing a truly remote workforce and truly remote and digital client services, which is critical to that survival in the new digital age. So I hope and pray that firms will take this wonderful opportunity that I guess the positive or a silver lining in this whole kind of tragic and sad pandemic, and they'll use the opportunity that we had to leap forward to manage the pandemic and manage our businesses and our clients. Let's now not go back to the way it used to be before the pandemic. Let's use this platform to leap forward again digitally and continue to look for ways we can transform our thinking and the ways we run our practices and the tools we use to run them, and see if we can really leverage from here to our next better. A lot of folks have been saying, I can't wait to go back to normal. We say, oh, please don't go back to normal. Don't go back to anything. Go to the next thing, go forward, leap forward. And we've been calling it the next better. So I'm looking forward to getting with my digital CPA friends, getting back with the tribe, and talking about what that next better looks like at the conference this December. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Jennifer, what an appropriate way to say now we need to focus on for the future, the next better. That's very true. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in December.
Awesome, Della. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you remotely also in December. Thanks for this opportunity.